The Sudbury Wolves were on the road for a rare Thursday night game, hoping to go above the .500 marker in taking on the Peterborough Petes in Peterborough. Rookie netminder Finn Marshall was the starting goaltender for the Wolves October 10, while Peterborough went with Liam Stuska in goal on home ice. This one was a low-scoring, physical affair. With coach Adelic in the penalty box for the Wolves, Chase Coughlin scored his fourth goal of the season to give the Wolves an early 1-0 lead at the 6:55 mark of the first period. With 5:56 remaining in the period, Chase Lefebvre for the Petes took a 5-minute major penalty for checking to the head, which also resulted in a game misconduct, after delivering a hard hit to Sudbury Wolves captain Donovan McCoy. McCoy suffered an injury on the play and didn't return to the game. After the first period of play, the Sudbury Wolves held a 1-0 lead over the Peterborough Petes. The second period was similar to the first, with a total of 7 penalties combined in the period, and with both Stuska and Marshall coming big in net for the Petes and the Wolves respectively. But there would be no scoring in the middle frame, and the score remained 1-0 for Sudbury with 1 period left to play. The parade to the penalty box continued in the final period, with 6 total penalties, 5 for Peterborough and 1 for Sudbury, but once again, no goals were scored in the third period, preserving the Sudbury Wolves' victory by a score of 1-0. Finn Marshall recorded his first career Ontario Hockey League shutout, coming up with a 40-save effort on the night. With the win, the Sudbury Wolves now hold a record of 3 wins and 2 losses on the season. The Wolves are right back at it on Friday, October 11, with a game in Kingston against the Kingston Frontenacs, with puck drop scheduled for 7 p.m., followed by a trip to the nation's capital on Sunday, October 13, against the Ottawa 67s with a scheduled start time of 2 p.m. Robert McCarthy covers the Sudbury Wolves and the Sudbury Five for Sudbury.com.